Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of our coaches here today. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A bye week for you guys. How did? What kind of schedule did you have your guys on last week, and were you able to get some guys healthy and rested?
Yeah, first and foremost, you got to use it correctly. We basically kept to our normal routine from Sunday through Thursday. We prepared as if we were playing this Saturday. I thought that was the best way to stay focused. And then our guys had off Friday and Saturday. We returned last evening for our normal Sunday workouts and practice. So we kept it pretty much the same. Coming off the bye week is always interesting, as Coach just articulated, and you want to keep the edge. So we went with that route.
You guys sitting 5-2, 4-1 in the CAA here with four games to go. Certainly a lot of possibilities in regards to championships, playoffs, all that kind of thing. Is that something at this point that you address with your team, or do you just still take it more game to game?
Well, I'd like to think that we will take it game to game. I think we have a learning lesson here at Stony Brook. We sat with the exact same record on the same weekend last year, 5-2 and 4-1 in the league. We're a better football team this year on a lot of areas. So I think our guys are smart enough to understand to take care of what's in front of us. It's an away game like it was last year, so I think they're excited about the opportunity to compete at a high level against a very good football team.
We're here with Stony Brook head coach Chuck Priori. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I just want to take a look back at your team. Offensively, unbelievably balanced this year, maybe as much as anybody in the conference, 182 averaging through the air and 170 on the ground, averaging almost 30 a game. What has been the key, do you feel like, to your success offensively this season?
Well, I think, first and foremost, we have players that are performing at each position. We have depth on the offensive line. We have depth at tight end, depth at receiver, depth at running back. We have depth at quarterback. So, we walk on the field each day with the opportunity to get better, and it's competitive. We got guys that want to play. We had two starters out on the offensive line for three league games, and we were able to, be productive and do well. We've missed receivers at certain points of the game. Our running backs have been dinged up at certain points. So, I think the competitiveness of our offense, ability to compete each and every day for playing time, has helped us. And I think we needed to be more balanced than we've been in the past. So it's been a work in progress to do that.
That's where I was going to go next. Do you feel like you guys are a much tougher team to defend this year with your ability to throw the ball the way you have?
I think absolutely. And once again, that's obviously Joe's having a good year at this point, but it's also the surrounding parts. You're protecting the quarterback better. Receivers are making the catches that are catchable, and then making some catches on balls that are difficult catches. The balance of the running attack to the passing attack, which you play action pass. So I think overall we've been effective. We want to continue to get better.
Since you've been there, everybody knows how good your defense has been year in and year out, and this year no exception, 303 yards a game and only 20 points per game. How does this year's units compare to some of the ones you've had in the past?
Well, I think it's been competitive with them. You try not to look at statistics for success. I think we've done a great job of eliminating mistakes defensively and minimizing the big plays. We've only given up 6 passing touchdowns the whole year as a result of not giving up the big plays, keeping ball in front of us, and having teams have to move the ball. I think we're defending the run well, which it's a starting point for our program, is run the football and defend the run well. So I'm pleased with who they are and how they've progressed.
Similar to what I asked Coach Ferrante, with the tradition that you guys have year in and year out, how much pride is there among the defensive guys to try to keep those numbers and keep that tradition of being so strong?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. It gets passed down, and these guys this year want to continue to carry the torch. But they also know it takes hard work. It takes a great focus and a little bit of luck here and there.
Certainly a challenge for your team this weekend. As you said, a road game at a nationally ranked Richmond squad. As you've started to prepare for the Spiders, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, they're a potent offensive team. You know, they've got a quarterback who we're not a stranger to, who's elite. He can make every throw on the football field. He's got escapability, and I don't know him personally, but in watching him play, he seems to be a great student of the game. They surround that with some great skill kids. So, you know, that's a huge challenge to be able to contain that offense, as they really haven't been contained this year. And then defensively, they really can run on defense, and they're physical, and they run sideline to sidelines, and, you know, they may be giving up a few more points than they'd like to, but I think that's a product sometimes of scoring a lot of points. You know, 3-4 play drives, the defense back on the field, so, but I think they're very talented there, and as well on the special team, so it's a huge challenge against obviously a program that's got great tradition.
All right, Coach. Thanks, as always, for the time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.